is Friday, and we got to cut it off before the vocalese begins. Top of the evening to you, and welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on this 29th day of April, the final broadcasting day, well, at least for me, of the month of April. And when I return next week, oh, you're going to love this. Oh, no. My goodness, this is the first time in years. You know what Sunday is, don't you? I remember, you know, yesterday I talked about as a young married man going to Ravinia Festival in outside of Chicago, and seeing Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie. We were there with my mother's lifelong friend, Mary Alice, and I had a great time. By that time, she and my mother were very well estranged. I mean, that's what the bottle does to you. You know, too many years of everybody fighting for space at the bottom of a jug with a worm, is it just catches up with you. Well, one of the sayings they all had was, hooray, hooray, it's the 1st of May. Well, that sounds all nice and cute until you realize that that's May Day. That's the days that communists and socialists all over the world celebrate. Remember the old days in Soviet Russia? That's the day they'd roll the tanks out, and Khrushchev and Brzezinski, all these guys would be standing up there with their big hats and juggled and watching the soldiers goose step in Red Square. Well, that's what, you know, this day is all about. Am I not mistaken? Isn't that also the birthday of Vladimir Lenin? Amazing. Well, we're not going to be broadcasting on May Day this year. Next time you hear me live, it will be Tuesday, the 2nd day of May. I have an eventful week coming on. My accountant shows up, I think, Monday night, late at night. We'll be cranking out taxes all day Tuesday. Got to get the paperwork turned in. By the way, got the house. Got a call about 45 minutes ago, just before I got the call from the lovely Joan. Thank you, dear. Enjoyed talking with you. And that's kind of what's been going on. So we wound up with a good week, a marvelously good week. And I am at some degree of peace in this life, at least for a short while, till the next tornado hits my life. Stay with us. We'll be back after this musical and commercial interlude, and we shall move on with the day.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Oh, my word. Yeah, I was sitting there scrolling down, looking at some headlines. And, you know, it's the usual nonsense. You know, gold was up today. Silver was off a little bit. And I get people going, oh, I'm concerned silver's down. You know, and so you get one or two days of this because nothing goes straight up. And some of the headlines, gold and silver show their mettle. The precious metals futures head higher as weaknesses in the U.S. dollar helps lure investors. Well, the dollar was weaker today, so here's the headlines we get. Okay, the dollar's weaker, but the Dow's up 47 points. Remember I told you the other day, Wall Street is betting against America. Mark my words. So what happens? Dow's up 47, NASDAQ's up a point, S&P 500's up 3. Who cares what the numbers are? Get that garbage out of your mind. It's all manipulated anyway. Global Dow's up 10. Oil is up 87 cents a barrel at $113.73. Gold up $35 today. And so here's the headlines we're looking at. Silver fever's about to break. Another one says $50 silver screams caution, caution. Downside targets for silver. Betting on oil's ongoing rally. But this is the kind of nonsense. So now I scroll on down, and here's, you know, how to trade the royal weddings and divorce. When it comes to the market, the data set may be the only one that's worth trading on or not. So here's some of the headlines. Meet the bride and groom. What do I care about another prince for, another queen or another whatever, princess? I want a princess. I'll turn on the C-SPAN and watch Barney Frank for a couple of hours. Then we've got the royal couple's first kiss. Cheers for Kate's gown. Frankly, I thought it was ugly. You know, her little veil she wore looked like a yarmulke with a tail on it. The exchange of the vows. I went to Burger King this morning to pick up coffee on the way to the dentist. And the only headline I saw flashing across the screen, other than the fact that the shuttle launching had been scrubbed today, is that they do the part, you know, what God has brought together, let no man put asunder. Oh, you mean like was done for your mother and father, huh? And then the next one, Kate's dress. Want one? No, I don't particularly care to dress that way. The other one is called the Royal Kiss-Off. Down below all of this is a picture of Barack Hussein Obama, Uncle Reem Us himself, who went down to visit Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That's where the Tuscaloosa. Never mind, it's an old Marx Brothers joke. And he tours the tornado-hit college town and says he's never seen anything like the heartbreaking devastation caused by the storms. And I'm looking at this picture, and I'm looking at the background with all this junk and garbage strewn all over the place, and I'm thinking to myself, well, sure you have, Obama. You've seen that kind of devastation before. It looks like your village in Kenya. And that's why I was laughing when we came back from the break. It does. It just looks like he's walking through a garbage dump somewhere. Wait a minute. Maybe that's F Street in D.C., huh? You think that's possible? Amazing. Well, that's enough of that nonsense. Oh, by the way, Social Security? Paper checks are to disappear. If you're a Social Security recipient, you will no longer be receiving checks. Your money, you're going to get your benefits. Why are they called benefits? They're just giving you your own damn money back. Money that they've been sitting on for 50-plus years and using for their own nefarious purposes, and they're now letting you have a little bit of it back in dribs and drabs. Well, those benefits are going to start getting placed on a debit card. No more paper checks coming from the Social Security trust fund. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. Well, let's get moving because I got other places to go tonight. Yeah, Granny, I'm live and live at 5. It was 5 o'clock somewhere. Mountain time, I guess. And right here on RBN. Kind of glad to be here. I'm in a lot of pain today. I have to go buy a new chair this weekend. We got that. Hi, Ed. How are you? Thank you. Good to see you. And interesting day today. That you remember the other night I was on the air talking about possibly trading MS-65 $20, you know, double eagles for, you know, larger quantities of gold? And I told the story about if you traded in just two MS-65s, you had 1.9 ounces of gold, and I'd send you the 4.29 ounces of gold in exchange for it. And, you know, frankly, never had any calls until I got a call today. And the guy says, yeah, it just doesn't make sense for me to do this. I understand your approach. So we're going to be doing some things along those lines. Got some great calls for silver today. Once again, silver's been tough to get. Thank God my number one bullion supplier opens up his doors again on Tuesday. Back to work for him. So we hopefully will be able to pick up the pace. But in the interim, this is a good one coming out of Arizona. Everybody thinks Arizona is this whacked out state because we got a governor that's got a larger bulge in her pants than most guys do in politics. You know, she's the one that signed SB 1070 that the government's suing over and all this nonsense, which, you know, was designed to protect the citizens of America and all this stuff. Well, she signed three bills today for 11 new specialty license plates, including one to, believe it or not, commemorate the Tea Party. I wouldn't have done that, but she signed these bills late yesterday. Now, here's the only thing about the so-called Tea Party plate, and it angers me. I don't know why they're calling it the Tea Party plate. It is, in fact, the Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me. What has that got to do with the Tea Party? Let's get historical. A lot of this is a push because people in Arizona have been flying that flag in their yards, and their homeowners association has been suing them because, well, you can't do that. You can only fly the state flag and a U.S. flag. Well, if you read, you know, I can fly an original Betsy Ross flag. I can fly a 48 state flag. Don't tread on me as part of our history. Of course, it wasn't an official national flag. Don't tread on me has been approved in the state of Arizona. Yeah, pretty interesting. In the run-up to the approval, however, opponents, which I'm sure are the pro-immigrant people, said that the tag inappropriately promotes a specific political movement. Supporters said it's meant to stand up for constitutional principles. And yet now supporters must raise $32,000 to design and produce the plate. Let me tell you something. If I went out and played the lottery and won that sucker tomorrow night, I'd find out who that money needed to go to, and I'd get that sucker in there, and I would demand plate number one. Not because of the Tea Party, because that message needs to be heard loud and clear. Don't tread on me. More on Jan Brewer. My governor. Now, there's some folks out there that think she's a little off her rocker. The neat thing about her is she ain't sitting a rocker like a lot of our male politicians should be doing. Speaking about female politicians. If there was ever any doubt, no, can't do it, Mike, thanks, sorry about that. If there was ever any doubt about where Sarah Palin stands or what she represents, you know, when she first came to prominence, there were pictures taken of her in her office as governor up in Alaska. And in the background, there was a little tiny wooden stand with allegedly an American flag and an Israeli flag. But the photograph always looked like it was a Photoshop mock-up deal. So I never did anything with it. She's on Fox News today being interviewed, and she's got this, you know, for a little low-cut, little flash, you know, et cetera. Still a very good-looking woman. Piece of jewelry hanging around her neck. The Star of David. Does that tell you anything? So back to Jan Brewer. I like this because I know for a fact this is going on. Anyone in Arizona who turns to forgery to rent or buy a home that they plan to use to temporarily house smuggled immigrants now can face up to 7 years in jail. Another new law signed by Jan Brewer. The law makes it a felony to use forgery to rent or buy a home to be used as an immigrant smuggling drop house. Well, you see, that's a problem. Nobody knowingly forges. I do know for a fact, however, that there are a lot of people who are coming in and buying homes under their name, paying cash for those homes, cash, with the sole intent of moving their illegal alien friends into those homes. Oh, the illegal alien is sending the money. The family has sent all the money to get properly deposited to pay for that home, but the guy who's buying it will never set foot in that home. Amazing stuff. I don't know if that was music or just a little squiggly Skype anomaly. 20 seconds to music. Well, let's roll with the music here and do what we got to do. But, well, like they say, the city of Phoenix is the nation's busiest hub for immigrant smuggling. Nothing's improving. Stay with us. We'll be back. Share a little bit more of this story and move in a continued new direction.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-332-2000. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
To know each cloud contains a pen is from heaven.
Man, I can't listen to that voice. Yeah, it's funny. I called Dan last night and left a message on his cell phone. Dan's one of our producers and our board operators, and Dan and I are really into this kind of music. And Renee Oldstead did a song on one of her albums called Midnight in Austin, Texas. It's a rockin' bluesy little great piece, man. Going back to Governor Brewer in Arizona, you know, signing this law that makes it a crime punishable by up to 7 years in prison for, you know, forgering and misrepresenting, buying a home, turning it. I mean, you know, I got to tell you, it's political theater. I don't like the verbiage of it. It's just kind of stupid. It doesn't quite get it done, but. Several of the comments that were left on this story, one woman says, God bless her. She's got enough guts to stand up for us against the Barack Hussein Obama machine. That's as much a war front as Afghanistan. Bless you, Governor Brewer. And, of course, I think the comment that had the greatest weight was an individual stating, as a legal immigrant who is a proud American citizen, I am glad to see Governor Brewer stand up and protect her beloved state. I pray for her, hope she continues until her term is through. I wish we had more governors like her with an attitude to protect their states. Pretty interesting. A legal immigrant. Well, that actually makes her an immigrant. These invaders are not immigrants. They're just invaders. Well, my friends, after ignoring the issue of, I love these words, comprehensive immigration reform, after ignoring that issue for the first 2 years of his administration, Uncle Reem Us has rediscovered it just in time for the stocks of his 2012 re-erection campaign. Of course, Obama expects the majority Republican House of Representatives not to be amenable to this, and that really is the point. Obama and the Democrats do not want a solution to the issue. They just want to create animosity by pitting one group, Hispanic Americans, against another. Other Americans. You see, it is the typical leftist ploy of divide and demagogue, conquer and destroy. But this time, however, Americans should call Obama's bluff. Oh, come on. You thought that little charade with the second version of an official birth certificate? Oh, come on. They issued an official birth certificate a while ago. How come the new one doesn't look anything like the old one? No, this one looks like parchment paper. I wonder if that birth certificate was used to cover the roof of the thatched, you know, mud hut in Kenya. Just because it looks like parchment doesn't mean it's legitimate. I mean, come on, people. And this is the garbage. Yeah, that's silliness. But I don't know. Obama's objective in bringing up this immigration reform garbage is plain and simple. The whole reason is power. It's a cynical tactic to get reelected. His objective is not a better America. It's four more years of Obama. However, Americans can use his phony political maneuvers an opportunity to create a better country. It might actually be the real change we've been waiting for. My friends, the uniqueness of America can be summed up in its original motto, E Pluribus Unum, Latin for from the many, one. Of course, that's got other connotations, too, that I don't agree with. You know, that motto asserts the creation of one culture, an American culture from the disparate parts of others, a culture whose common bond is life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. But on the other hand, E Pluribus Unum, depending on how you put the emphasis on the diphthong, as it were, also is very much a, you know, nodo seclorum, one world order type dealy bob. But I understand the original intent, or what we believe the original intent was, to bring many people in the melting pot, bring your culture, bring your heritage, bring your background, bring everything, but we are going to create something very unique in this republic that we call America. But oh baby, the likes of the Obamas and the FDRs and all the rest of them have destroyed the living hell out of all of it. America, the grand experiment where people from different parts of the world could come to set aside their differences. And while our ingredients were diverse, our strength came from our commonalities. And when I read something like that and go back and look at the comment left to Governor Brewer about a legal immigrant being a proud American citizen, it makes sense. Well, I hate to see the even sun go down, but stay with us. We will be back with Billie Holiday right after the break.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. Cause my baby,
you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Oh, I just shocked myself in my headphones. Putting them back on. Well, baby, this be the long haul, Jim. Winding down. What is this stuff? Oh, you know, I saw this earlier today. Apparently there's some Freedom of Information files that have been released that were, I don't know which one it was, if it was Obama Sr. or Satoru or whatever, but suggests that, I guess it was Obama Daddy, was forced to leave Harvard University before completing his PhD in economics because the school was concerned about his personal life and finances, according to newly public, get this, immigration records. Immigration records? Oh, that's right. Mr. Obama was not an American. And, well, you understand. And if Daddy wasn't American and Mama was only 18, that means that Barry Satoru, what? Well, he couldn't have been a natural born. You get the idea. Well, back to our little story about the bluff of Barry Satoru, whatever he calls himself. There's some things you need to understand about our society, my friends. The left hates America's strength and will do everything it can to undermine it. One of its most successful tactics has been to foist the canard of multiculturalism upon us. Euphemistically, it's called diversity. It is really a maniacal blueprint to pit Americans against each other based upon any differences, real or perceived, conjured up by the left's fetid imagination. The left, even if it does not read the Bible, knows that a house divided against itself will fall. And though it was probably not his intention, Obama's bluff, which is still another word for BS, provides an opportunity to start putting our house back in order. If his goal was to award millions who have no respect for America's laws with a path to citizenship, sometimes known as amnesty, then Americans should take the opportunity presented and attach rigid conditions upon his attaining his putative goal. What would his purpose be of granting amnesty to illegal aliens? Well, first of all, his auntie would get a complete and total free pass. And I guess on the other hand, so would he. And yet each condition that we should place upon these people should be focused on reinvigorating America's grand experiment, the old E Pluribus Unum. And amongst the suggestions might be that, that English, once and for all, must become the official language of the United States. I thought it was. I thought that you know, 200-300 years ago, they cast a vote as to whether English would be the language or German, and German lost by one vote. Kind of the way Adolf Hitler won the election, become the chancellor by one vote. You must understand that a common culture demands a common language, not driver's license tests and exams and citizenship papers and voting papers to be published in up to 49 different languages in the state of California alone. You want to come here from Vietnam? You want to speak Vietnamese? That's okay. You come speak Vietnamese. You do it behind your own walls, Jack, or amongst your own people and your friends from your country. But when it comes down to taking your driver's license exam and going to cast a vote, if you know habla inglés, you know vote, Jack. Now, along with English finally becoming an official language, the practical aspects of promoting this one language must be inculcated within the federal government. I always want to say inoculated, but, you know. And therefore, all domestic business conducted by not just the federal government, but all governments within these United States would be done in English. No appropriation of tax dollars should be made for conducting such business in any language other than English, not Espanol, not Farsi, or Vietnamese, or Chinese, or Korean, or Russian, or anything. English. And those residents who know habla inglés and who must deal with the federal government will have to provide a translator at their own expense, not the expense of the taxpayers. And finally, real English proficiency would be a requirement of citizenship. Now, wait a minute. I thought they had to be proficient in English. I thought they had to be proficient enough to be able to read and understand and take examinations of the Constitution. Does that mean our Constitution is now being provided in up to 49 or 75 different languages? Secondly, all diversity-based programs, you know, the ones that depend upon and provide special benefits based on race, skin color, ethnicity, country of origin, sexual orientation and gender, etc. Funding for all of these things must end, including affirmative action. These programs promote division. They foster resentment. They amount to nothing more than legal discrimination. And the government is the biggest promulgator of all. The federal government has no constitutional nor moral basis to categorize American citizens into discrete groups other than male and female, not black or white or red or green or yellow or anything else. Black? Since when did black become a race? It's Negroid is the race. And thus the federal collection of demographic data containing these elements must also cease. No more federal government promotion of hyphenated Americans. And thirdly, those receiving amnesty would not be eligible for citizenship until 15 years after the implementation of the legislation. Any felons would never be eligible, would be subject to immediate deportation. The basis for the 14-year period would be to ensure citizenship to those illegals who have made a significant time investment in the United States, thereby signaling their desire to become Americans, and that means they pay taxes. Yeah, I'm not a big lover of the tax factor, but let's face it, if the majority of Americans are doing it, I'll be damned if I'm going to get illegals allowed to trim palm trees for cash under the table. And additionally, because they did not respect the laws and sovereignty of the United States, they should not be rewarded by being put in front of those prospective immigrants who did. But then you see, because they did not respect the laws and sovereignty of the United States by breaking and entering to begin with, they should never be given amnesty. Of course, you got to remember, the left's main purpose in wanting to grant amnesty is to feed off the neediness of this new group of huddled masses. At least three presidential cycles would have to elapse in order to frustrate that purpose. In other words, they couldn't vote. It would give the illegals time to appreciate the uniqueness of the United States, to understand that the left does not want their success, but needs their failure. Illegals will never appreciate the uniqueness of the United States. They do not come here to assimilate. They come to destroy. They come to invade. They come to take from you and I. They come to take from our children and grandchildren. Speaking of elections, photo ID should be required to vote in all federal elections. The option of voting early must be eliminated as it creates opportunity for fraud. Additionally, all same-day registration and motor vehicle programs must be eliminated. Significantly increased jail time and extreme financial penalties for those who violate federal election laws must be instituted. Goody, let's put more of them motherfuckers behind bars. They can be printing out them don't tread on me license plates. And yet finally, to mitigate voter fraud, strict enforcement of federal laws requiring state governments to ensure the integrity of voter rolls must be enforced. Oh, Congress could make this a condition for funding the racialist voting section of the Department of Injustice. You see, nothing destroys a country and a culture faster than when its electoral process has been corrupted. But my friends, the left is going to do everything it can to circumvent or enfeeble election laws in order to achieve power, including using those who are not eligible to vote. That must be stopped. The federal welfare benefits for any illegal seeking a path to citizenship must end instantly. All forms of federal benefits. Many of them come here for one reason, and that's to get the federal benefits. You can get papers issued down in Mexico in books that will tell them how to get into this country and how to use the system to gain from the system, which means you and I. You see, the mantle of the United States as a land of opportunity needs to be reclaimed. Awarding lawbreakers by providing them free benefits paid for by U.S. taxpayers does not promote this objective. And to further American opportunity, ruinous job-crushing legislation and regulations must be repealed. You see, first and foremost, America's development of its vast natural resources of oil and gas and coal must be exploited to grow our economy by creating real, productive jobs. All executive orders stifling environmental and regulatory laws and unconstitutional land grabs and other federal mischief that have shackled the American people from utilizing the God-given resources of their country must end abruptly. This farce of ethanol subsidies, which have only made the cost of food skyrocket without achieving any objective, be it environmental or as an energy source, must expire permanently. The nuclear power permitting process must be streamlined to promote the building of nuclear power plants, especially the new generation of mini plants, which could easily and affordably solve the country's ever-growing need for electricity. Oh, we could put a bunch of old airplane propellers up in our backyard and use that to pump the water wells. Oops, that's right, they want to control the water too. And so you see, besides these and other obvious conditions, such as securing the border, enforcing existing immigration laws, ending the anchor baby loophole, Americans could call Obama's bluff with anything and everything that promotes the American experiment. Because you see, Obama and the demagogues seem to be so enamored with ridiculously large pieces of legislation, we should appeal to this fetish by taking Obama up on his offer and provide him with immigration reform that is truly comprehensive. From the bottom all the way to the top, baby. So far, you've not proven diddly squat to me as to your eligibility to be president of the United States, because I've seen nothing with positive proof that indicates that you are a citizen. Isn't that something to think about? What is this? Debbie Kidd's got a new column out entitled, Obama Provided the Ammunition to Bring Him Down. Don't bring me down. Simply amazing. Good God. Well, it is interesting. American Thinker did a random sample of 1,000 criminal aliens. And based on that, they estimated that a so-called study population of about 249,000 criminal aliens were arrested about 1.7 million times, averaging about 7 arrests per criminal alien. They were arrested for a total of about 2.9 million offenses, about 12 offenses per criminal alien. That actually came out of the GAO. Those figures came out of the Government Accountability Office March of this year. And so Obama, he done reiterated his commitment to comprehensive immigration reform. God, there's Sandy's code words again. Comprehensive immigration reform. You mean amnesty? According to Obama, this would strengthen both the security at our borders while restoring accountability to the broken immigration system. It's not the immigration system that's broken. It's government's unwillingness to enforce the laws that are on the books. That's what's broken. Gives new meaning to the term broke back mountain, doesn't it? We're getting humped. All that ethanol they're making, that's only with the corn. The cobs are being kept for use on you and I.
Oh, we got gross again. Bennett, why do you got to say things like that?
I'm looking at a graph. Graph's kind of interesting. It shows a period of time beginning back in 2006. In 2006, it is claimed that there were 50,991 criminal illegal aliens incarcerated in federal prisons. I'm sorry, that's 2005. Now, in 2006, it declined. Oh, yeah, baby. It wasn't 50,991. Now it was down to 50,711. 711. That's what the Indians and Pakistanis run. Stay with us. We'll be back with some final numbers. It'll give you something to think about for the weekend.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear my life a wreck. My life a wreck.
And I listen to pieces of music like this with the amazing Sarah Vaughan. I think about certainly Ella Fitzgerald more than almost any of them. I think of Dakota State, who few of you have ever heard of. We're going to be correcting that in our next musical selection in our catalog. I think of Carmen McRae. I think in modern days, Cassandra Wilson. Amazing, amazing voice. These were not just singers. You know, these are, they talk about Sinatra, whose alleged voice was trained by the Dorsey's trombones, etc. Let me tell you something. As much as I enjoy Sinatra for a wide range of things, you listen to the voices of Sarah Vaughan and Ella and Cassandra Wilson and Dakota State and Carmen McRae. These voices were musical instruments under their own. You could just see things going on with the bones and the bass and just amazing stuff. Going back to a little commentary about criminal aliens. I think one of the things that bothers me is when we realize that we've got somewhere between 30 and 40 million illegal aliens decimating this nation, more coming over the border every day. Don't let anybody fool you otherwise. We had 50,991 in the year 2005. It dropped off a little bit and went to 50,711 in 2006. Back up to 50,785 the following year, 51,805 in 08. In 2009, just shy of 53,000. 2010, just shy of 55. These are criminal aliens. Now, what does that mean? Are these illegal aliens? Or are these people that are over here with green cards that just happen to violate and wind up in jail? This is the problem with these government reports. Criminal aliens. As far as I'm concerned, if you've got between 30 and 40 million illegal aliens, invaders in this country, they are all criminal. Now, their children are criminal, but only by association of the parents. But then you get idiots like Huckabee that believes that the universities around this country should go ahead and pony up the tax money to let the children of illegal aliens go to college at reduced rates. The people that should be allowed to go to college at reduced rates are the people whose families have paved the way. April 2011. The number of state and local criminal aliens incarcerated in 2009 was 295, just shy of 296,000. That's state and local. This is on top of the Fed side. Total criminal aliens incarcerated in the United States in 2009 alone was over 505,000. The numbers go on and on. By the way, most of them are from Mexico, between 66 and 70% of them. Isn't that amazing? Bill Torme is winding us out of here like he does every night at this time. I'm looking forward to the weekend, except I got taxes to do. Baby, you have a great weekend. Good Lord willing, we'll see you come Monday. Without apology, I am out of here. Thanks, Mikey. We'll see you next week, bud.
And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral.